The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Jessica Dunker is with us. You're not going to be talking about restaurants today. We're going to be talking about kids. And when she called me a week or so ago and she was telling me about this program, I said, you got to come on and let's talk about this. I had never heard of this, and I highly likely think that you've never heard of this. Jessica, welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you.
What are we talking about? What is this?
We are talking about a program called Kids Save, and it is a program that was started in 1993. The purpose of the program is to bring children from other countries that are considered unadoptable because of their age, and have them stay with host families for 5 weeks in the summer, get to know what the culture of the United States is like, and then hopefully get introduced to a forever family. And so the host families serve as advocates for these children.
And you're a host family.
I am a host family. My husband and I are hosting a lovely little girl named Karen, spelled Karen, and we had to learn how to pronounce it. She was quick to correct us.
I'm sure.
And she just turned 12 in May, and she is staying with our family, and we are enjoying her immensely.
I bet you would. Now, okay, so this is mostly older children.
Actually, it's all older children.
Okay.
To be able to participate in this program, children have to be in a position to make a decision. And the decision that they have to be able to make is, yes, I am interested in being adopted.
Oh, wow.
Second, I am willing to go to another country. And they also are screened to find out if they would be a good fit in that kind of situation. So they interviewed more than 400 children in the Colombian foster and orphanage system, and 50 were selected to come to the program because they were identified as children with the greatest possibility for success.
What brave young men and women.
Oh, they are absolutely delightful children, and they steal your heart immediately when you meet them. Yes.
And so you're one of the foster families that are taking in a child, and there are several. How many kids are here in
there
Des Moines?
There are five children in Des Moines.
Okay.
There are three designated communities. So there's one in the D.C., Virginia area. There's one in the Los Angeles area, and then Des Moines is the third.
Really?
So the three parts of the country.
D.C.,
yes. Los Angeles,
and
Des Moines.
Yeah.
Yes.
And take that, you flyovers.
And so the Des Moines program is headed by a wonderful couple who actually adopted a daughter through the program. Their names are John and Karen Erickson, and they have helped all of us do all of the things that we need to do. To be able to foster, we had to go be approved both by the state of Iowa through Children's and Family of Iowa, and then we also had to be approved by the government of Colombia. So the five children came to Colombia with a Colombian social worker. She is also here for 5 weeks, and she stays 1 week with each of the families who are hosting the children so that she can observe the children's behavior while they're here in the state.
How's your Spanish?
It's muy bueno. No,
Much better, huh?
It's getting better. I have to tell you, one of the things that has made this possible for my husband and I is technology on the iPhone, and I use Google Translate, and she can speak into it and it translates to English, and I can speak into it and it translates to Spanish. I've also been able to text message by translating messages back and forth with the people that only speak Spanish that are involved in the program. It's amazing. Technology has made this possible.
And there is a special event coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact.
There sure is. Every Saturday for the month of July, Kids Save is hosting a program where people can come and just interact and meet with the kids. This one is from 10 to 12 at Chocolataria Stone.
All right.
Just down the street on Bell Avenue. And it's from 10 to noon. And the kids will be there making chocolates. And anyone who would just be interested in learning more about the program, learning more about adopting an older child internationally, learning more about maybe potentially in the future hosting, we really would love to have you come out. There are also events on the 22nd and the 29th.
And where's the one on the 22nd?
The 22nd, it is a picnic at Big Creek.
Nice.
And that's from 12 to 3. And on the 29th, it's at 1 o'clock at Merle Hay Lanes, and we'll be bowling.
Oh, cool.
Right. And if anybody connects with one of the children and just is like, I'd like to get to know that child better, then they can request what's called a pocket party, where they, along with the host, maybe a host family member, and then the representative from KidSave, they can go out and they can do something special together and see if there is a potential connection with the family.
I can't help but think. I mean, I'm emotionally drawn. Really, I'm sorry. Emotionally drawn to this because this is. I can't imagine the hope and aspirations that these young children must have, and it just really touches my heart.
Yeah, they are amazing children. This program actually has an 85% adoption placement rate, which is an incredible success rate. But while the children are here, they never hear the word adoption.
Oh.
The trip itself has been framed to them as a cultural visit. So
really?
They are on vacation because we don't want children who have already been in the system to have any sense that in some way they didn't measure
There's
up.
There's a rejection.
There's
factor.
Rejection. And so all of them, what's very hard is that you can't use the word adoption around them. You can't talk about the future with them. You really just have to enjoy them in the moment.
And ask a little bit about their home country.
Right? And they are quick to tell you any of a number of things. The little gal who's staying with us would very much like me to improve my Spanish. And every day she gives me a word of the day. And I've had to have the same word of the day 3 days in a row because she says I can't say it. And so that has been really fun. We've got to do so many neat things for all of these kids. First time they've slept alone in a room.
Mm.
That's the first time any of them had a room to have of their own. For our little gal, first time she's ridden a bicycle. We've taught her to swim while she's been here. And so, we're enjoying spending time with her and enjoying introducing her to families. And we're enjoying getting to know the other kids. It's just really a program that is finding what's different about KidSave that we really like is that instead of finding a kid for a family, they're finding a family
for a kid. Yeah.
And that is really their approach. And that's been their approach since 1993.
Well, with your dark, dark brown eyes and your dark, dark black hair, you fit right in, I'm sure.
Well, what's interesting about the kids from Columbia is even the way they look is the full spectrum. And if you go up and look at the KidSave site, it's kidsave.org. You'll see the 50 children that are up there, and there are, children that are blonde-haired and blue-eyed all the way to children that are what you might expect from Columbia.
Sure.
Just like families here, they all
course.
Look different and come in different packages with different personalities.
What an exciting opportunity for you.
We have really enjoyed doing this. My husband and I felt so drawn to the program.
Oh, I can see why.
We heard about it from John and Karen Erickson, the state coordinators. They came and spoke at our church. We met their daughter, and we just knew that advocating and hosting a child was the right thing for us to do.
Yeah. Okay. And again, this is going on this Saturday.
This Saturday, yes. From 10 to noon. This is July 15th at Chocolatari Estam. If you go to kidsave.org.
We'll have a link.
Yep. And then the KidSave or Facebook page, you can certainly reply to the event. But John and Karen's information is up there as well. But there is a phone number. If you're interested, it's 988-8309.
And we will have that on the radio blog as well.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good stuff. Jessica Dunker, ladies and gentlemen. It is KidSave. What a nice, nice program. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Good stuff always with Jessica Dunker. All right, we've got to scoot. We had a long conversation with our friend Burt Ward. And that took us into overdrive, it seems like. We took a look at the markets as well, and then Jessica Dunker with us this afternoon. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is back under the controls tonight. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer, and the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, just for us. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.